what would you say to indicate it was man there?
Belongs to me.
No, okay, but if it belonged to me and somebody came in and excavated, you'd say it's
hers.
Okay, or you could say, or if I said, how could you indicate that it belonged to me, not besides saying hers? Or what would you call me if you were talking to me?
By your name.
Okay, but I'm looking for the pronoun that people use in talking to each other. Like if I'd say
hers.
But I might say go in there in the kitchen and get me some water, and I'd say go in the kitchen. What would I say? Or like to a child, you want them to do. They say, "Would you get me a glass of water?" And I say, "No, you go get it." Use the word I was looking for. Okay. If you were asking about, let's see, asking a person to do something, and you say, "No, he better do it. He'd better do it." What would be the word that you could use to indicate that you think he better do it, and he'd better do it for the word that would refer to himself, to him? What would he say?
Yourself.
Yeah, or himself. Mm-hmm. He better do it himself. Okay. This is all a page on what kind of, how you use your pronouns. I better just listen for them. Okay, I think we talked about all the different kinds of cornbread yesterday. Right. And, are you familiar with the term corn dodger?
I've heard that.
What is that? Do you know?
It's real hard. It's made up with that much milk or water in it.
Okay, in other words, just a hard cornbread. Uh-huh. Is it made in the shape of a cone or mm-hmm. something like that? Okay. What about the kind of round pastry that you buy in a shop? Did you ever make those at home? It's got a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all make them at home?
Yes, I've made them.
What, did you call them donut, or did you mm-hmm. call them something else?
Donuts.
What about the round cakes that you fry in a frying pan? What do you call them?
Pancakes.
Okay. Do you ever call them anything else?
Flitters, I think.
Okay.
Waffles.
Okay. What about the yellow part of an egg? What do you call that?
Yolk.
Okay. And what color is it?
Yellow.
Okay. What quantity do you usually buy sugar in there on a bag?
5 pounds.
Okay. If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled egg.
Okay. What if you drop the egg into the water? You know,
poached.
Not in. Yeah. Okay. What is the if you went to the store to buy your meat, what's the man called that sells meat?
Butcher.
Okay. And if the meat isn't good, how would you describe it? You know, like if it stayed out too long, hadn't been refrigerated, or wasn't good.
Stale.
Okay. Can you think of any other word to describe anything that's gone bad, I'd say?
Spoiled.
Uh-huh. Do you know, do you have a name for, mixing cornmeal and the head cheese and the juice from head cheese and the food today yesterday? Does that have a name?
I don't know.
Okay, some scrapple, is that?
I don't know. I've heard of it, I think, but I don't know.
Okay, if you had butter that was not fresh, what would you call that?
Stale.
Okay. Does it have another name that means like sharp or acid? Is there another word that would describe that?